Christ cannot happen without Jesus coming back to earth in bodily form the same way he left earth. How do you know that, preacher? Because Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11 says, "And while they were gazing into heaven," the apostles, the church, 120, "while they were gazing into heaven, they said to the should overtake you as a thief. You are all what? Sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. John Stott says, and this is a powerful quote, he says, remember that what and who you are looking for will radically alter what or who you are living for. Did you hear that? Remember that who or what you are looking for will ultimately alter, radically alter what or who you are living for. Who are you living for? What are you looking for? And then the command would be, cast off the works of darkness. The words casting off or laying aside or putting off have the idea of throwing something off, here it is, once and for all. Listen, beloved, Paul is not commanding us to make ourselves spiritually new or alive in Christ by our efforts of casting off darkness. We are already spiritually new and alive in Christ. This is our position, right? Stay with me. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 4:3 and 4 says, "For this is the will of God for you, Christian, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, whether before marriage or in marriage, abstain from it, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor." Because living in the day and being a child of light, you want to honor Christ, who is the light of the world. And then sensuality. This is living by the senses and being titillated by the senses. This word is tied to the previous word and refers to unbridled, uninhibited desire and activity. It's a step beyond shame. You know, some of us will sin today and we will feel bad about it. Many of us will sin today and feel nothing about it. There's a song that says, "There is no shame in my game." Remember that old song? People now is to the point where whatever they do, public or private, they have no shame about it. This is a work of the darkness. This is a deed of the flesh. This is influenced by the prince of the power of the air, the god of this age, who is Satan. Jesus said it, that we are not to lust after sensual images that are observed, and how they're observed, social media, television, movies, or magazines. Jesus said in Matthew 5:28-29, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman," vice versa, a man looks at a woman looks at a man, in our society, is women looking at women and men looking at men, lustfully, with lustful intent, and sensuality, has already committed adultery within his or her heart. Cast off the deeds of darkness." And then the third pair is quarreling and jealousy. Some translation has strife and envy. Quarreling is strife, right? This word refers to a mindset that seeks its own way first and foremost without regard for the cost of others. I'm seeking my way before your way. And if I can't get my way, then you get the hot way. It speaks of those who are constantly bickering, engaging competitive antagonism, and petty disagreements. It speaks of people who are backbiters and gossip mongers, walking around with an attitude and a chip on their shoulder. That's quarreling. That's a person full of strife. And then there's jealousy. Jealousy refers to the spirit of envy. It's an attitude of me first. It's an attitude of the heart that seeks everything self wants without concern for the impact upon the lives of others. It's interesting that the Holy Spirit placed jealousy and quarreling alongside of sexual immorality and drunkenness. What is he doing here? Well, these men wrote as they were superintended by the Holy Spirit. God doesn't make the same distinctions about sin. You know that kind of concept we have about witches? Well, there's a good witch and a bad witch, because we learned that through Wizard of Oz. said the same thing God has said about it. Not that it's what it is. It's not as bad as that other sin called murder. It isn't bad. That other sin called whatever you call it. But we nurse hate because it's a more acceptable sin. He says if we confess sins and say what God says about it, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So we have to integrate our Christian experience of being saved with our identity in terms of how we live every day. You can't disconnect your encounter with Christ and your living with Christ. It's got to be connected somehow. You are saved. That's indicative. Live saved. That's imperative. You got to tie your indicatives and your imperatives together. When you don't do that, you create personal confusion within your own salvation. You'll be asking yourself, what should I do to authenticate who I am? Instead of believing what Scripture has already revealed that you are. You were darkness. Now you're light. Now identify with that position and then begin to